Isaiah chapter 2. The word which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the foremost of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and all the Gentiles will flock to it. And many peoples will go, and they will say, Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will instruct us concerning his ways, and let us walk in his paths. For the law will go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge among nations, and convict many peoples, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and they will no longer learn warfare. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, for they are full of eastern practices, and they divine by clouds like the Philistines, and they make alliances with foreigners. And his land has been filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to his treasure stores. And his land has been filled with horses, and there is no end to his chariots. And his land has been filled with idols. They worship the work of their hands, what their fingers have made. Then when a man is made low and a person is humbled, do not lift them up. Go into the rock and hide in the dust, for fear of the Lord and because of the splendour of his majesty. A man's arrogant eyes will be humbled, and the haughtiness of the people will be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted on that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts is against all the proud and haughty, and against everyone exalted, and each one will be humbled, and against all the cedars of Lebanon, which are high and exalted, and against all the oaks of Bashan, and against all the high mountains, and against all the exalted hills, and against every tall tower, and against every fortified wall, and against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all attractive sites. And the arrogance of man will be brought low, and the haughtiness of people will be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted on that day. And the idols will vanish in their entirety. And they will go into the caves in the rocks, and the caverns of the ground, for fear of the Lord and because of the splendour of his majesty, when he arises to terrify the earth. On that day, man will throw his silver idols and his golden idols, which were made for him to worship, to the moles and bats, as he goes into the clefts in the rocks and into the cracks in the outcrops, for fear of the Lord and because of the splendour of his majesty, when he arises to terrify the earth. Renounce your ties with man, whose breath is in his nose, for what is he considered worth?